You sure you want me to do most of the talking? You can say what you want, you know. Okay. She's here. She's coming. Don't run away. No one's gonna do anything or hurt you or... We just wanna talk. Please sit down. So, obviously it's not a coincidence that we're both here together, meeting you, so, basically, I've seen texts from him to you for ages, and you've always said, no, don't worry about it, he's just an old friend. And I really tried to, but they just kept coming, and they were full of emojis, and love hearts, and love yous, and... I'm not proud of this, but one day I went through your phone, and I know I shouldn't have, but... You also shouldn't have been cheating on both of us, so... Anyway, long story short, I figured out that, obviously, he's your boyfriend and I'm your girlfriend. I met up with him, and here we are. I don't know, really. I guess I just wanted some closure. Instead of just slinking off and feeling like, oh, okay, I don't need to confront that when I actually think I do. I think we both do. No, I don't speak for both of us. I'm just... Look. I really liked you. I think I loved you. I don't know. I always felt you were keeping me at arm's length, and now I know why. And, I'm not even angry. I just feel really, really disappointed because I thought you cared. And I'm trying really hard not to turn this into a self-pitying tirade about this always happens to me. So I'm just gonna say, just do better in the future, okay? Because nobody deserves this, it feels like shit. No, I don't want to shout at you. Because what fucking good will it do? You've done what you've done. We figured it out. I don't want to be with you anymore, even though I probably wasn't even with you in your mind. It was just some convenience. It won't make me feel better. It won't make you feel less guilty. If you feel guilty at all, I don't know, and it's not honestly my business to know. So just... Don't do this to someone again. Okay, because I barely know him. I just sprung myself on him a few weeks ago and said, hey, we need to talk about this. And it was like, what the fuck? Understandably. He made me a sandwich, and he said, you can stay here if you want, and he didn't push me away when I needed to talk to someone. So clearly... He's a nice guy. So just don't do it. Because he doesn't deserve it, and neither do I. And the way I'm saying this might sound like I don't give a shit, but I really, really do. I just spent weeks sorting this out in my head, and I don't want to share that with you because you're not who I thought you were, so... I honestly don't wish you any harm. I don't want you to have a shit life. I don't want you to be in pain. I just... Just don't do it anymore. Because whatever thrill you're getting out of it, of having two people at the same time, it doesn't mean what you think it means. It just means you're good at lying. I don't know if has anything to say, but, I'm done. And, I don't ever want to see you again. Just have a nice life. Sincerely. You say what you need to say, I'm gonna go. You don't have to come with me if you don't want to. Don't you want to say... Okay. Apparently he doesn't want me to say goodbye. Bye. Well, that was nowhere near as dramatic as I was hoping for. Well, not really, but... I just felt... sad. And anticlimactic, as it's always gonna, because it's real life and not a film. And it turns out there's not a lot to say when you think about it. You know, you spend all these weeks being angry and hyping each other up and being like, I'm gonna say this and this, and then you get there and you're like, what does it matter? What the heck does it matter? It matters not a job, because the person I really cared about isn't real, so telling this person who's lied to me and treated me like a joke, what's the point? No point. I didn't, like, talk over you, did I? I didn't, like, steal your moment, or... Oh. Okay. Cool, Do you wanna, Do you wanna come to my place? Well, I'm just gonna sit and stare at the ceiling, so I figure... we could do that together. Maybe order some food. My turn to feed you. No pressure, I totally get if you don't want to hang out with your ex's side chick. Just thought I'd offer. Oh. No, sounds good. Come on. There's a really good Chinese near mine. Well, if you like noodles and deep fried things. What? Nothing is an immediate fix for heartbreak, but food? It comes close. You're very welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed your grease fest. Oh, I wasn't lying. And now to stare at the ceiling in vacant staring mode. So that's done, eh? No more her. No more worrying about it and building up courage and playing it over and over in my mind about what I'm gonna say and how's it gonna go. Do you feel relieved? Oh, what? That comes later. How much later? Well, but in this moment, I don't want slow, genuine healing. I want a quick fix or nothing. Because right now, I've gone past sad and I'm just despondent, and it's like... It's so boring. Being meh is so boring. And it's not that I take the anger and the sadness back, and it's like, I just... Oh, it just feels like what a waste of my finite time on Earth that was. Exactly. It's like, why did you do that to me? Why didn't you just tell me that you just wanted to have sex occasionally? Exactly, because she thought we'd say no, and we're like, oh, how dare you, you snowflakes, wanting a relationship with real intimacy and safety, and... Ooh! Well, I said I wasn't mad, but I'm still a little bit mad. But I'm not mad about her betraying me. I'm mad about the time and the lies and the pointlessness of it all. It's like, why? Now that meant nothing. The whole time, that year and a half of my life, just nothing. I have nothing to show for it. I am nothing because of it. I'm just staring at the ceiling with a belly full of grease. You feel better if you lay on the floor. Well, no wonder you feel sick. You weigh as much as me. Come lay on the floor. You'll feel better. I promise you, sitting up in denim is not going to make you feel better. Unzip the jeans and lay down. Here. You can share the pillow with me. God. Why do I say that when I'm an atheist? Imaginary man in the sky. How are you feeling? Then I'll do the feeling for both of us. If I wasn't weighed down by fried rice, I'd rah more. You time-wasting, double-dipping, cheating, duplicitous nothing. What a fucker. I'm never gonna get that year and a half back. Neither are you. Your year. Snatched away from you by a nice pair of tits and a few lies. Mother, frick. I'm gonna have to find a silver lining out of this, or I'm gonna bash my head against the wall. I've learned enough lessons. I don't need any more from the universe. The universe can feck off. Lessons. What's the lesson? Never trust anybody, don't fall in love, and for God's sake, don't go out with a girl. I know, people aren't monoliths. Just... Oh, lesbians. Why are you so beautiful, yet so... hard to pin down. It's not like men are any better. It's not like anybody's any better. It's just like... It has to be good people, right? Hello? Make me feel better and confirm. No shrugging of shoulders. Help! Because you're all I've got right now. And you seem kind and decent, and I'm looking for that, okay? It's in short supply. So you have to share it with me. Because I'm needy and you're hoarding. We're a perfect match. I'll share what supply I have with you. I'm not an arsehole. I'm going to find a silver lining in this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to find something that came out of that time with her and was beneficial to me. You're just going to have to be my friend. Oh, yes, you are. You absolutely are. And you know what? It can be your silver lining, too. We can be friends who bond over our poor taste in women. Friendships have started on less. It's better than just sitting next to some random person in school and being like, this is your best friend forever. We have trauma and lies and kinky sex to bind us together. Oh, you didn't have kinky sex, sorry. That wasn't me bragging, I was just, sorry. I numb my existence with bondage, okay? Occasionally, do not judge. If I'm not judging you, Vanilla, don't be judging my bondage, okay? Sometimes a girl likes to have her ass slapped. Leave it. I don't see the point in lying. I don't see the point of being like, oh, yes, I have perfectly heteronormative sex. Like, no, not usually. And I'm not embarrassed, and neither should you be embarrassed of your vanilla missionary or whatever it is you do. You have to be my friend. Because one, I don't have anyone else to talk about this with, and two, do you? There you go. You are my silver lining out of that relationship. No pressure. But actually, all the pressure we need to make this work real bad. Because the universe is not flinging any more shit at me. You have to be a golden retriever friend. Do you accept? Do you accept? I am very insistent. That's probably one of the reasons she didn't want me to be a full-time girlfriend. She's like, God, you're so needy. But needy friends can be good, I think. Because I'll never make you feel alone. I'll always listen to you. I will bring you shopping. I'll make sure you're okay. I'll send you memes. I could be a really good friend to you. I think. Come on, we can get past the whole we shared a girlfriend thing. I kind of already am. Because why should she rob us from a really great friendship, okay? Why? We clearly came into each other's lives for a reason. And think about it, maybe the whole point of us both dating her was so that we could become friends. Crazier things have happened. Kind of like her both participating in Vanilla and Kinky. I'm not mocking you. I'm laughing through the pain. Are you going to be my friend or not? Yes? Yes, good. Now, a more important question. Would you like the last spring roll? There you go.